VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the Internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we do thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here on VCY America. Just before getting to our guest and topic today, we would like to encourage continued prayer for our U.S. Supreme Court, as just this morning, just a few hours ago, they heard oral arguments in the case Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization. It's been listed as the most important case since Roe versus Wade. And I heard several of the oral arguments this morning. They were available to listen in on, not video, but by audio. And some just critical questions that are being asked by the justices in consideration of this. And, of course, stare decisis became a big issue this morning here. Do we let this precedent stand with Roe v. Wade? So be praying for the justices. They heard the oral arguments today. Normally they come together on a Friday and cast their votes internally. We don't know what that vote is, but they assign somebody to cast the majority opinion and then the minority opinion, and likely it will be late June at the end of the term when we find out their decision. So certainly keep this in prayer. As we know, justices can even change their minds and votes during the process that this undertakes as well. Well, friends, to our topic today, all over this nation, lawlessness abounds. Just over a week ago, tragedy hit Waukesha, Wisconsin, as an individual directed his vehicle into a parade, killing six, injuring over 60 others. Last evening, a Minneapolis driver forced his car through a protest crowd. At this point, no injuries were reported. Yesterday afternoon, a 15-year-old sophomore in Oxford Township, Michigan, opened fire at his high school, killing now four students, including a 16-year-old boy who died in a deputy's patrol car en route to the hospital. At least eight others were wounded, some critically. It's happening in San Francisco and expanding to cities across this nation. Smash and grab, rioters, looters taking hammers and other objects, smashing their way into stores, into display cases, stealing and looting merchandise. Police officers in locations around the country have been ambushed in a call for the, in taking a call just for the purpose of taking their lives. They were called into a situation. Climate activists are warning pipelines could be blown up. Carjackings and violent crimes are on the increase. Homicides escalating all over this nation. Lawlessness abounds. What is taking place? Why is this happening? Where is this headed? Is there a way to turn this around? What is the path forward? Well, joining us today in Crosstalk on the program, we have Dr. Richard Schmidt. He's a former sheriff of Milwaukee County, having served some 32 years in various capacities in the sheriff's office. Now pastor of Union Grove Baptist Church, also heads prophecy-focused ministries. He's a speaker on the WVCY television program called Prophecy Focus. And Pastor Schmidt, good to have you with us here on Crosstalk.
Well, Jim, I'll tell you, I'm just so excited to be here because these are indeed very troublesome and, as the Bible says, very perilous times right now. And I just appreciate that we're going to have a chance to bring some of these things to the listeners to basically educate and enforce some of the biblical principles.
Indeed. Paul warned Timothy in the last days, perilous times will come, and the hard-to-bear times, grievous times, sore times. These are times in which I believe we're seeing right now.
Well, I 100% agree. Just quoted from 2 Timothy chapter 3, where it's made very clear that there's going to be very violent, very brutal times. And we're seeing, if you will, the stage being set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled in the end times.
Yeah, well, this story that I'd like to begin with here today, before we talk about some of the lawlessness, just really capitalizes on what you just said there, because just yesterday, there was an article in the Gateway Pundit that indicated that over the past few years, workers in Sweden have voluntarily taken these microchips and planted in their hands so that they could, avoid carrying cash or their ID, keys, or gym passes. Microchips gaining very, very much popularity in Sweden. And now, with the COVID vaccine passports, we understand that that is the next push, having these implanted into their hands or somewhere else on their skin. Your comment about what we're seeing take place here and now.
Well, we've been watching Sweden for quite some time because they basically were one of the inventors, if you will, of getting this microchip put under people's skin. So we've been slowly seeing them morph this into where it's becoming more and more viable with many different things. And recently they came out with in Sweden on December 1st, Swedes will need a vaccine passport to go to basically things such as simple as a theater or a concert, other large indoor type venues. Why is that important to us? Well, if Christians are familiar with Revelation chapter 13, specifically verse 16 and on, it says that he or the Antichrist is going to cause all people, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark. And that what it's going to be, it's either going to be on the forehead or on the hand. And this is exactly what's taking place in Sweden. Now, I want to caution people, is this the mark of the beast? Well, no, it can't be the mark of the beast yet, but it's setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. So things are definitely moving in the biblical direction.
You mentioned the Antichrist. Isn't that this person also known as the lawless one?
Absolutely. And when we're talking about lawlessness, the Antichrist will be the chief hater of that which is good. He'll be the hater of, if you will, ethics, morals, biblical morality. And he will indeed be coming out extremely strong, making himself out to be God. And if you don't worship the Antichrist and follow his rules and his mandates, according to the book of Revelation, specifically chapter 13 again, people will be killed for violating what the Antichrist demands.
I'd like to have us address this issue of lawlessness, and we're going to be talking about some specific cases going on, but just generally, you know, in my eyes, it seems like we're seeing levels that are just off the charts, and every day it's what's next on the news as to what's happening. Is that just my imagination, or are we really escalating in this area of lawlessness?
Well, lawlessness is absolutely exponentially increasing. We're finding that all over the statistics. We've seen from 2019 to 2020, there's been a 30% increase in homicides. There are 21,000 people killed in 2019. That's 5,000 more people that were murdered. Now, there's all sorts of innuendos as to why that's happening, but it's very interesting, Jim, that one of the main things that's coming out from secular media sources is that they're trying to tie this all into people being tied down at home because of the COVID issue. So the being stuck at home, if you will, getting mad, getting frustrated, pulling out guns to settle arguments really is becoming a nationwide epidemic problem.
Are we also seeing lawlessness on the part of leaders, governmental leaders, as far as some of the mandates and actions that they have taken?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, and here's the problem. We're seeing government go in a very, very socialistic way. Mm-hmm. Instead of having the rule of law and following Constitution the way the Constitution was meant to be interpreted before we had, and excuse the comment, but liberal justices have gotten in, liberal people that are involved in the courts, and they, in that, if you go back to the original Constitution, all of a sudden things have a different meaning than what the Founding Fathers had. So this is a huge issue. We have some wonderful conservative judges left, wonderful conservative politicians, but those that aren't on that wavelength, they're destroying America.
Dr. Richard Schmidt with us here today on Crosstalk. You know, just a week ago Sunday, I was horrified just getting ready for our Sunday evening service at our church when all of a sudden the news alerts were going off. A man wielding his vehicle past a police barricade into a Christmas parade in Waukesha. Six people killed, over 60 others injured. Some are still very critical. But an individual who's been charged with these crimes is one who should never have been on the street. The accused is a man with a rap sheet that is just off the charts. Give us some perspective on what's taken place here in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Well, the unfortunate thing, and this has been a very strong systemic push by, if you will, the liberal agenda. They're trying, and here's the issue. The courts are, yes, they're inundated with people that have committed crimes, and therefore, because we're running out of jail space and it's so expensive, what has happened, and I lived through this when I was sheriff and before that, those that are trying to take a if you will, deferred prosecution. Try not to arrest people and actually charge them. Let them have another chance and another chance. And pretty soon, as you pointed out, Jim, we're talking about dozens and dozens of chances. They've been arrested over and over and over and over again, and they're not being held accountable for the crimes they've done. This is a systemic issue in almost, I would say, every single major urban community in the country. So what do we have? We have Daryl Brooks Jr., who should have been in jail. He had multiple violent felonies, and this person was let out on a $1,000 bond, and the next thing you know, he's reaping havoc, driving down the street at a horrific rate of speed, and we all know it. We've all seen it. We've all watched the video or at least heard about it, and you have this catastrophic amount of people, 60 people injured. Jim, I follow very closely terrorism attacks and suicide bombers. What he accomplished with that car is exponentially larger than the majority of suicide bomber attacks that have taken place. It's amazing what's happening in our country right now.
And again, looking back at the source, he was charged, let go on a $1,000 bail. This is a situation where just a short time ago, accused of running over his girlfriend with the same vehicle, getting off on a $1,000 bond, and previous violent crimes, only a $500 bond. And yet, here is a district attorney, I understand, who had been boasting previous about lower bonds and you know, trying not to hold people to higher bond rates. I mean, there were those who are really trying to do away with all bonds, you know, whatsoever here.
Well, absolutely. And here's of course, when a tragedy happens like just happened, all of a sudden everybody goes into reverse mode in, if you will, politics. So now all of a sudden, well, we didn't endorse that, and well, that's not really our policy, and well, you know this, and you hear all these retractions, and all of a sudden, and whether it's true or not, on another conservative media show just a few hours ago, it was reported that all those records somehow magically disappeared. I don't know if that's true or not, but it was reported that way. So what's happening? Again, the liberal socialistic agenda is get people out of jail. And it's horrible that this all boils down to politics. The politics is this. We need people that support the liberal agenda, the socialist agenda. They don't want them in jail. Mm-hmm. They don't want them not being able to access the voting booths. They don't want them where they can't, if you will, support the socialist agenda. And those that have a hatred for the conservative biblical point of view, they're doing everything they can to, if you will, support those who they claim are victims, but in essence, they're the criminals.
There's a debate that's been waged as to the purpose of jail. Is it for punishment or is it for rehabilitation?
Well, neither one. Jail is meant to take people off the streets that are a harm to other people. That's the purpose of jail. Jail has nothing to do with rehabilitation. It's simply, now that prison system, there's some of that. There may be some rehabilitation there. The jails, before they are sentenced and put in prison, are specifically there to protect our citizens.
Dr. Richard Schmidt is with us here today, a pastor of Union Grove Baptist Church, Union Grove, Wisconsin, and talking about lawlessness today and where we're headed as a nation. We'll get into some more specific issues here after the break. You're listening to Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, how fast do stars change from one type of star into another?
Chris, evolutionists are fond of saying that changes in stars take millions of years to occur. But it's important to remember that they've never seen stars do anything for millions of years. And yet sometimes we do see stars undergo dramatic change quickly. Recently, a star was observed to change in only a few years from a white dwarf star about the size of the Earth to a giant star 80 times wider than the Sun, an increase in volume of over 500 million. Evolutionists used to insist that such changes took long periods, but when we see it happen rapidly. Evidently, the biblical doctrine of recent creation of all things is accurate. Back to Genesis, that's the view that fits the facts.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
Dr. Richard Schmidt, our guest here today, pastor of Union Grove Baptist Church, former sheriff of Milwaukee County, and discussing the topic today of lawlessness abounding. Before we move on to another specific case, we were talking about the liberal district attorney, John Chisholm, here in Milwaukee County, but it's not isolated to Milwaukee County. We are seeing huge dollars that are being rolled into the election of so-called progressive district attorneys across this country with money that has connections going back to George Soros.
Absolutely. And there's certain individuals that have powerhouse bank accounts, and you named one of them. And unknowns to me, unknowns to the world, why these individuals hate conservative biblical values, but they are pouring tons of money, more than most of us could even imagine, into supporting liberal agendas. How do they do that? Well, if there's a campaign coming out, they'll sink in hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions of dollars to try and get their person, if you will, in the driver's seat in some public office. So this is having a massive detrimental effect upon conservative, constitutional, law-abiding citizens. And how do we change that? Well, I come right back to this. You go out and vote, whether you think the system works or not, whether you think it's broke or not, we've got to still go out. We've still got to vote. We've got to stop the nonsense that's coming across our country.
Let's talk about Kyle Rittenhouse here for a bit, because there are some that are saying in regard to this. I mean, if you listen to the national media, this was just a vigilante. He was one that was, well, even the President of the United States referred to him as being a white supremacist out there. That it's the likes of him that are committing this, and yet conservatives have been targeted for supporting his actions as being self-defense. So you've got the eyes of a pastor, you've got the eyes of a law enforcement. Help us understand this about Kyle Rittenhouse. Was this just vigilanteism taking place and matters out of control?
Well, this is such a emotionally charged issue right now. Here's from a perspective, from a law enforcement as well as a conservative Christian perspective. Number one, if it was my son, I would not have him out in the streets trying to patrol the Kenosha, Racine, or anywhere else. That's what law enforcement is for. That's what paid professionals are for. So again, he was acquitted of all charges, but the basic concept is, I would encourage families, don't encourage your kids to go out and do this, because just like this, even though he was acquitted, this is a horrible, tough situation that this young man was put through. So what did he do? Was he a vigilante? Well, he went out to try and protect property and rights. He wasn't out shooting people, attacking a building. He simply was defending himself when he personally was attacked, which is why he was acquitted on all charges. He was not the aggressor trying to, if you will, kill people that were robbing, looting, or attempting to burn buildings down. That's not what happened here. So people have to go back to, what is the rule of law? Did he break the law? Well, as we saw in the trial, the jury system followed the rules of the law, and he was acquitted. Whether we like it or not, that's what happened. He didn't break the law. So again, as a young man, would I encourage young men to now take up arms and go out and, if you will, protect their community? That's a very, if you will, suspect way to handle business. And I encourage people because, and Jim, I thought about this on the way in today, Christians are right now having an identity crisis. Are we supposed to, if you will, love one another and help other people and go tell folks the gospel and be good Christians? Or should we be taking up arms? This is a serious identity crisis that's happening in the Christian community right now. So I encourage pastors, I encourage those that are listening, you've got to carefully think through what is the right thing to do, what's the biblical thing to do, and make sure that we're not crossing the line one way or the other.
Dr. Richard Schmidt with us here today. Another case that's been going on regarding the killing of Almond Aubrey. It's been making national news here. Three men just convicted of murder.
This is a horrible, horrible situation. I, along with I'm sure many folks listening right now, watched the video taken of what took place. And again, talk. This is what fuels situations like Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and others. You get three individuals. They have a preconceived idea about an individual because he's a black male, and the next thing you know, they're chasing him down. And we have a horrible, horrible murder which takes place. All three men are convicted of it. Terrible thing that took place. We literally, now this is where, from a Christian perspective, when we come up with a suspect list just because of the way people look, that's problematic. So, again, this was a terrible situation. The video very much confirms that these three individuals literally were doing a mob-type attack trying to run down this gentleman, which they assumed had committed a crime. Terrible, terrible outcome. These three men, based on their prejudice, if you will now potentially spend the rest of their life in jail.
My. Lawlessness abounds. Smash and grab, as you know, Pastor, is happening at many locations. High-end stores, even more the department-type stores. We are seeing even a Home Depot that was a massive looting going in order to get more hammers, in order to go and smash into other stores here. This matter of lawlessness is just increasing. We saw it happen through on Black Friday, but even since that time, it's just escalating tremendously.
Yeah, it's absolutely off the charts. So I watched some of this on the news. Literally at one location in Portland, you see 100 people jamming into stores, knocking down windows, and they decided not to go for, if you will, the low-end box stores. They were hitting high-end stores, causing massive amount of damage and a massive amount of very expensive gifts and luxury items taken. Nine people were charged in San Francisco on the quote-unquote smash-and-grab robberies, and they're still looking for 25 more people. This kind of thing is lawlessness in its worst form, and what we saw right here in our own state when Kenosha and Racine and sometimes in Milwaukee County, where people come in and just because they're upset about who knows what or a particular bad outcome with the police, next thing you know, it's game on, knocking down windows, knocking down doors, stealing thousands and thousands of dollars from innocent businesses, and it's an absolute lawless act that's got to be stopped by our police agencies.
And yet we have those that are working toward political correctness saying, hey, experts are saying now we should avoid using terms like looting to describe these large-scale events.
Well, maybe looting's too kind a word, so I'd say, yeah, it's thievery, it's theft, it's robbery, it's burglary, it's sinful, horrible conduct that's causing a massive amount of harm to our community. So maybe looting is a little bit of a light term, and I know I'm being sarcastic here, but the issue is, this is a ridiculous offense against, if you will, not only God's people, but all people. This is a constitutional right that we should have to be safe in our communities. God established human government in Genesis chapter 9 to protect his people. And now as we watch the satanic, socialist, Marxist agenda follow in, we're seeing the exact opposite. There is no law. There is nothing we can do. And if I can say real quickly, in Portland, where some of this was going on, the law enforcement didn't do a thing. And you know why? Because a bill had just been written based on some things that had happened a year ago that in their opinion, forbade them to take action against these criminals. Mm. Now, I think they were a little soft on the reading of that particular legislation. It's not quite as restrictive as I think the police did. But this is the problem with our policing right now. They are scared to death to do something lest they lose their job or go to prison.
Yes, and many themselves are being placed on trial for that split-second decision that is being made.
Absolutely, and that's it, a split-second decision. 99% of the time it's going to be right. That one-tenth when it goes bad and you have a bad outcome, well, that narrative is changing. Now the police are seeing so many police that are being scrutinized to a ridiculous level. Any type of a use of force is going to be challenged. And unfortunately, Many police executives are scared of losing their own jobs, so they take unduly severe discipline on some of our good officers. So it's just you can't win right now if you're a cop.
Yeah, and this aspect of lawlessness actually, in my opinion, is contributing toward what's been known as the Great Reset. In order for us to have the Great Reset that world leaders are calling for, the World Economic Forum and others, we've got to have a collapse take place as well. And that's exactly what's happening to our system right now. We're witnessing a collapse.
Absolutely. And this, again, and I love the prophetic scriptures because they make it very clear. God made it very clear that as we get closer and closer to the rapture of the church, as we get closer and closer to the end times, we're going to see exactly what's taking place. I don't know when Jesus is coming back. Could be today, could be 100 years from now. But what I do know is the way the country is going, the way the world is going, we're watching things being set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
Oxford Township, Michigan, yesterday, another tragedy taking place, this time a sophomore taking the lives of others.
Horrible, horrible situation. We were just reviewing this together right before we went on air. Unfortunately, now we have, it started out with three students that had been shot to death. Now the fourth victim has died. We have a 15-year-old. And here's what's been reported, open source news, is that dad goes out and buys a 9mm gun 4 days ago. His son is seen somewhere, and I don't know if they don't state where, but he's using the gun, he's firing the gun, he's letting people know he has the gun. What really disturbs me, Jim, and this is absolutely disturbing. Last night, I'm watching a report, and one of the students gets on the television and states this. We knew through social media and other outlets that there was going to be this shooting today. Why in the world wasn't somebody following up on that? Why didn't somebody take the lead? Absolutely nothing was done, and what do we have the next day? Four people dead, multiple people injured by a 15-year-old sophomore who just decided to do whatever he did, and we'll figure that out as the trials and so forth go through. Lack of leadership, lack of individuals taking a stand against something they knew was going to happen. All of those people that knew this and failed to report it, there's culpability.
I'd like you to address this issue of what we've seen happen here with the shootings that transpired yesterday. Some are saying, well, the answer is more gun control. And matter of fact, Colorado right now, I have a headline here that was on bearingarms.com. Colorado cities turn to gun buyback programs as crime rates are rising.
Well, that's as ludicrous as it comes. If you check the current statistics on how many guns were sold last year, I believe it was 22 million guns were sold last year, a 60-some percent increase over 2019. Trying to control guns is never, ever going to happen in our lifetime unless we want to totally go to a constitutionless society and have the police come through and literally confiscate the guns. There are more guns on the street almost than there are people. So that kind of rhetoric that's being put out there, trying to get people, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. It's quite frankly, it's a ridiculous idea. It will never work. They will never buy back the guns. People are hoarding guns right now based on the extreme lawlessness and violence that's taking place as we speak.
Dr. Richard Schmidt, our guest here today on Crosstalk. So why is this happening? What lies ahead in this area of lawlessness? We'll cover a couple of these issues, and then we'll be opening phone lines here in a short time as well. This is Crosstalk on the VCY American Network. We'll be back in a minute.
In our culture, marriage is thought to be optional, and live-in arrangements have become part of the new norm. The DVD Princess Cut tells the story of a Carolina farm girl who has dreamed all of her life of the day when Mr. Wright slips a Princess Cut diamond on her finger and affirms to love her forever. Her heart is broken multiple times, though, until she learns a new focus in her life, that true love is worth the wait. In its sequel, Princess Cut 2, underscored is the truth that love bears all things. You'll see what happens when heartache, grief, fears, and trials strike a family and is conquered by hope, courage, enduring love, and the hand of God at work. Princess Cut and its sequel, Princess Cut 2, Love Bears All Things, are now available as a two-DVD set for a donation of $25 to VCY America. Call 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Dr. Richard Schmidt is with us here today. He's speaker on the Prophecy Focus program, a TV program that airs right here on WVCY TV. We also stream this at VCY.TV, VCY.TV. You'll find episodes there. He is pastor of Union Grove Baptist Church, Union Grove, Wisconsin, leads Prophecy Focus Ministry, and his website, prophecyfocus.org. prophecyfocus.org. We're going to be talking about some of the whys, where we're headed, and so forth. But again, I think it's important for us to understand the current state of affairs. As I see releases coming from papers across the country, we'll see even in our own Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, we'll see how compared this year's murder rates compared to last. And we're just seeing increases happening, whether it be that of carjackings, homicides, et cetera. They're just off the charts, and that's happening in major cities across the country.
It absolutely is. And just a couple of quick statistics. When we look at, we actually are sitting in the worst place in America right now, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Homicide rates jumped up 94.9% in Milwaukee last year. That's ridiculous. Minneapolis, 72% increase in homicides. Atlanta, 57%. Increase. Memphis, 58% increase. It's just craziness about how people no longer hold to the sanctity of life, solve things with a gun, killing people is becoming the norm. We have more people dying on our streets, in our urban neighborhoods mostly, because of what? Because people have stopped the concept. Jesus said, I came to give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Well, perish the thought, unfortunately, in many of our communities, it's grab a gun, you insult me, I kill you. Horrible, horrible times that we're living in.
You've got an article from Chicago as well. What's happening there?
Well, in Cook County itself.
Cook County, rather.
Right, and which includes Chicago. There have been 1,000 homicides this year so far. Mm-hmm. 1,777 of those actually were in Chicago. So it's absolutely off the charts. That is an extremely high number of murders. Sometimes you have conflicts and wars where we see less people die than what we're seeing happening around our country right now. Again, 21,000 homicides last year, a 30% increase from 2019. And the statistics aren't in for 2021 yet, but I'll guarantee you, Jim, those numbers are going up, not down.
Why is this happening?
Why is it happening is the key question. Well, we go back to Scripture. God made it very clear way back in Genesis chapter 6 that the reason he actually destroyed the earth and caused the flood to happen was because there was violence and corruption across the earth. Man's heart, the further they get away from God, the more churches that aren't preaching the gospel, the more people that are refusing to follow the biblical mandates, the closer we're going to get to violence. Here's the issue, Jim. What has happened, and this came out in a report recently, a secular report, for the first time in the history of America, less than 50% of all people that live in America associate with the concept Christian. That's a horrible, horrible statistic. When the Founding Fathers came here, it was about 100% that were on board with at least some form of Christianity or the Bible. Now we're less than 50%. Lawlessness abounds, and we're seeing what's going to be taking place as we get closer and closer to the return of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Oh, my. And it's not just the gun. I mean, here we see a vehicle being utilized. We're seeing knifings that are taking place. Baseball bats, another item, hammers, et cetera. I mean, it is whatever one can get their hands on. If one's heart is doing that which is evil, estranged from God, this is certainly deranged and depraved mankind. The question is why, but where are we headed with this?
Well, where we're headed, I think the Bible makes it very clear as to where we're headed. Again, 2 Timothy chapter 3 makes it very clear that in the last days, basically the last days before Christ comes, There will be extremely perilous times. The concept of violence is going to increase. So there's no surprise to me as to what's taking place in our streets. The hopeful comment I can make is this. If we're seeing this lawlessness abound right now, my hope is that Jesus isn't far behind, that he'll be coming soon. Revelation chapter 6 tells us what will be taking place. So that right now we're setting the stage for such things as Revelation chapter 6, verse 3 and 4, which talks about when the Antichrist comes on the scene, peace will be taken from the earth. People will kill one another, right there in Revelation 6, 4. In Revelation chapter 6 and verse 7, it tells us that a power was going to be given, if you will, over the earth, where one-fourth of the earth's population will be killed with sword or violence, hunger, death, and beasts. We are seeing the beginning stages of what God will use when he comes back to, right before he comes back, if you will, to set up his kingdom. Lawlessness will be judged. There'll be a massive amount of death and horrible things that will be taking place, which will result in what? The cleansing of the earth, preparing for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, to come back to this earth, Revelation 19, verses 11 through 21.
We're going to open some phone lines here on Crosstalk. I've got another question I'm going to ask, but if you want to start getting on board, our number here, 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Our topic today, lawlessness abounds, and certainly your questions, perhaps something that a pastor has said here that raises a question. Pick up your phone, give us a call here. Again, he is the former sheriff of Milwaukee County, but also a pastor, and that's what I appreciate you about Dr. Schmidt, is that you have that knowledge here, both in law enforcement as also that of being a born again believer here. What is a Christian responsibility in such a time as this?
Well, I appreciate that, Jim, because the most important thing that God's people can do, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 makes it very clear that we, as God's people, are his ambassadors. The most important thing we can do is not worry so much about the violence as we do about how do you prevent the violence. Well, Jim, the only way that violence gets prevented is for the heart to change. The only way a heart changes is when we tell them the precious gospel that we're all sinners, that because we've sinned, we deserve an awful thing called hell, but that Jesus Christ, God's Son, came down from heaven, died on the cross for our sins. 3 days later, was raised from the dead. And the beautiful verses, and I love this promise, Ephesians 2, 8, 9, for by grace, God's free, unmerited gift, are you saved. It's through faith. It's not of ourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any person should boast. So the primary thing God's people need to be doing is being good ambassadors, sharing the gospel with people. That is the only thing that will change hearts. By the way, government never changed a heart. Only God can do that.
Amen. And being salt and light, our responsibility.
Absolutely.
Let's go to the phone lines here today on Crosstalk. We're going to begin with Charlie calling from Lodi, Wisconsin. Hi, Charlie. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Great show. Thank you, gentlemen, for what you're doing. I'm a combat veteran in Vietnam era, and I just don't like violence at all. But I know the Bible talks about reaping what you sow, and this nation is a culture of death if you're not saved. People want to abort babies in the womb, and they're fighting for that. Well, you want death? That's what we're sowing. And then when I watch television, I don't watch much of it, but every show nearly is about death, crime, murder, rape, and everyone has a gun. And it's amazing to me how these liberals in Hollywood are anti-gun, anti-God, and yet they propagate this violence. And the kids watch this, and they act it out. It's not surprising. Charlie, thank you again, gentlemen. God bless you both.
Thank you for your call, Charlie. Pastor, your response.
Well, thank you, Charlie, first of all, for your service for our country. You fought to protect our freedoms, which is exactly, unfortunately, what you're watching us slowly erode away as a country. Here's the issue. You brought up a fantastic point that our young people, even our middle-aged folks, are getting inundated with violence on the TV, on media, on video games. It's off the charts, violent. Here's the answer. In our church, we just recently went through how much time we have in a week. Most people that work an eight-hour or I should say an 8 hour a day, 40 hours a week, you have approximately in a 7 day period with 2 days off, you have at least 40 hours of free time every week. What do we do with those 40 hours of free time? Watch, if you will, the violence on TV, or maybe spend a little more time in the Word of God and prayer and doing things from a Christian perspective. That's what will save America.
Yeah. Let's go next to Mike, who's calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Hi, Mike. You're on the air.
Hi. Well, I know it's bad radio to disagree with the guest, but I think that Kyle Rittenhouse is a hero. As to his age, we sent 18-year-olds to war, and this is war. We all saw the Koreans defending themselves with guns during the L.A. riots, and we thought that was just great. I think more men ought to be out there doing what Kyle Rittenhouse did. The law enforcement was just overwhelmed, and I would be pleased to have 1,000 Kyle Rittenhouses defending my neighborhoods. There wouldn't be any problems.
Okay.
So, thank you.
Thank you for the call.
Well, again, and I don't disagree with your basic concept. The problem that I have is the people that are going out and basically trying to do the work that our law enforcement is supposed to be doing, you saw the result of what took place. It can have extremely bad repercussions. And this is where I go to Christians right now, and I'm glad you brought that up, because this is a dialogue Christians need to have. We are having this identity crisis, if you will. Should we be out there, if you will, toting guns, defending property, life, and all those things, which literally our military and our police are supposed to be doing, or should we be basically, as God's people, not sworn people, centering in on the thing that God has called us to do, which is propagating the gospel? Great conversation. I appreciate your comments, Mike, and this is a conversation that really needs to be had.
And there's a bigger picture here, too, in that we have a governor who failed to bring in National Guard there to reinforce the taxed law enforcement there on the scene.
Absolutely. Brian Stile actually called up President Trump and begged him to call up the governor and to get troops in. So technically the governor should have called first, but it went the opposite. And thank God that the governor finally listened to the president and let the troops come in.
Appleton, Wisconsin. Bill, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. Say, many years ago, about 20, I lived in Minneapolis, and I went to an Amy Grant event at a Minneapolis Christian bookstore. And she sang some songs, and she also said something that really stuck with me. And she said that we are living in the end times. And she said, when children are killing children, and this was 20 years ago, and boy, look where we are today. And I have to agree with everything that you guys are saying. And it's just, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But it was a wonderful comment that she said. And boy, I haven't forgotten that.
Thank you, Bill, for that. Children killing children, we see that taking place. And certainly the sanctioning of the killing of the unborn in the womb is been something that it's hard to fathom how we can do that in a civilized society.
Well, unfortunately, Americans and people around the world have embraced this concept that my personal body is more important than the baby that you and someone else had to have made. And to be able to simply kill babies at random based on I don't want them, obviously that's a huge issue. But this ties into another major issue with the violence that's taking place today and the lawlessness. We have a massive amount of young people being killed by stray bullets when adults are shooting at themselves or at each other. Next thing you know, a child's dead.
Yeah, yeah, tragically. We'll be back in 1 minute here on Crosstalk on VCY America. Lawlessness abounds, our topic today. Pastor Richard Schmidt, our guest, back in a minute here on the VCY America Network.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. I've just spent 3 days and hours on television going through the U.S. Supreme Court complaint written by lead attorney Kurt Olson, also a former U.S. Navy SEAL. This is a complaint that is to be filed eventually with the U.S. Supreme Court related to election fraud, particularly in the states of Wisconsin, Arizona, Michigan, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. For those who say there was no voter fraud, this 75-page complaint, not to mention the many pages that are the exhibits, Well, it's filled with information that even I didn't know about, and I've been studying this for over a year. My friends, we have a serious problem with the issue of elections being free and fair in America. The full complaint can be read as a public service at frankspeech.com, and then just look for the banner, Supreme Court Complaint. Click there and read it. 75 pages every American should read if we want to remain a free nation with free elections. Thank you.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Dr. Richard Schmidt, our guest here today on the program with Prophecy Focus Ministries, prophecyfocus.org, also pastor of Union Grove Baptist Church. Let's get right back to the phone lines. We've got Ed calling in from Mission, Texas. Hi, Ed, you're on the air.
Hi, appreciate you guys doing all you're doing on the radio. I'd like to make a comment on this law and the lawlessness you're talking about. There's so many prisoners sitting in jail right now in prisons for life sentences. And I don't mean to sound cold, but why aren't they being used for organ donors? That's my comment. Wait to hear what you have to say. Thank you.
Well, Ed, that's a very strong statement. I'll agree with you on that. The issue being, of course, that in America, we still hold to, unless somebody actually murdered somebody, that they have the right to live, if you will. I understand where you're coming from, and I think we all appreciate your where you're coming from. But these people have to pay for the – they have got to be held accountable. And might I say this, and again, this is where from a –
we're seeing in communist China that they're doing what he is advocating here.
They are. And my point is this. Listen, as horribly upsetting as the criminal element is, God still, and folks, we got to embrace this. God has called us to be his ambassadors and tell other people about Christ, and that should be our focus.
Buck is calling from Janesville, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hey, I was just calling to comment on the gentleman that supported Kyle Rittenhouse. Most folks I know think he's quite a young man beyond his years and maturity, and Kyle showed up not for violence by any means. He showed up to be part of a group that said, we don't want violence here. And I'd like to relate it to about a year ago in Portland when they were at the peak of their riots out there. Antifa and the other groups had gone 90 miles, bust hundreds and hundreds of these thugs into a community. It starts with a K or a C, I don't recall. It's a resort sort of town, beautiful on a lake, about 57,000 people. And when they knew that these groups were coming to do the same violence, burn down buildings, harm people. I've got the video on it still, and there were, they figured 1,200 of the citizens, doctors, attorneys, young women, 18 into their 30s, young men, all of their firearms lining the downtown in the evening, and Antifa and the other groups left because of the show of, we don't want any problems here. They didn't come to have violence. They lined the streets, and these bad groups left. So now we go to Kenosha. Kyle showed up to be part of that same group that said, listen, we don't want any violence, just leave. And my question is, where were all the men? You know, let's relate it to David and Goliath. A young man took on the worst. And so Kyle showed up because our police departments were ordered to stand down. The men of the community, where were they? Where were they during that? If we would have had 1,000, 2,000 people lined up peacefully but showing force and saying, sorry, you're not going to do this here, they get the message and they leave. So when you can't call the police because they've been ordered to stand down, who do you call? I'll tell you who you call, Kyle Rittenhouse.
Pastor Schmidt.
Well, again, and I know this is a highly controversial issue, and there are very, very strong opinions, as Bucky just stated. And you're 100% correct that you have a constitutional right to do that. My issue is this. The law enforcement, as you stated, failed to show up and take a stand. The governor failed to take a stand. We shouldn't have needed Kyle Rittenhouse or all of his associates or those that would support him, if indeed the government and the elected officials would have done their job. So you've got a two-sided coin. Again, we pay heavily for our law enforcement and military, maybe not as heavily as we'd like to see, but if people, elected officials, do their job, the issue should have been taken care of. And if they don't, well, I understand your position, and you have that right.
Brad in West Dallas, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hey, Brother Jim. I have to go along with the previous caller, as much as I don't want to. The police chiefs and mayors who give stand-down orders are breaking the law, and the police who actually obey those orders are breaking the law. If they're not going to enforce the law, what's the reason for their existence? And you can you expect the public to just stand there and take it? That can't happen. God invented government to protect the rights we already have. Now, if the government is not going to do its job, we're going to have to show them how it's done, because otherwise you'll have nothing but chaos. And these Antifas and Black Lives Matter types are all well paid. These are paid terrorists.
Thank
it's
you,
not
Brad.
Like they're angry because some black guy got killed, or angry because we're ruining the planet. They are paid, and they're well paid and well equipped. What they need to know is that they've got some skin in the game when they go to do their terrorism. And when they do, and they reach a level where people are going to hit back, they back off.
Brad, thank you. I just need to we've only got a minute left. I want to have some time here for Pastor to comment. Thank you.
Well, again, Brad, you've come out with what several men have stated today, and you have that right to bear arms. It's your second amendment of the constitutional right to do exactly what you stated. My specific point is this. We, as God's people, need to be doing two things. Number one is we need to center on reaching folks for Christ. We can fight, we can scream, we can yell, we can do whatever we think it takes to control the community or whatever. But if we fail to share the gospel, that is our main, it's the mission. Luke 19:10 is Jesus' mission. The Lord has come to seek and to save those who are lost. When we fail to follow the mission, anarchy persists. On the other hand, when we get to the point that we saw where we had riots and so forth in our communities, do you have the right to do what you did? Absolutely. But again, government needs to do their part. They're paid to do their part. And yes, the adversaries are also paid. I've seen it happen. We must do our part biblically as well as to protect our community.
And holding government leaders accountable is important as well.
Absolutely.
Casting that vote is important as well. Pastor Richard Schmidt with us again. The website, prophecyfocus.org. You'll find other means to connect with him through that site, email, phone as well. And Pastor Schmidt, thank you for being here.
Well, thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
And friends, thanks for joining us here today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Take Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.